Will this be Rocket's last movie? What's up, guys? Welcome to Hard and Marvel Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Justin. I got Devontae with me. What's up, man?
I'm a regular guy, so, you know.
Yeah, he's a regular now. He is a regular now. So excited for him to be a regular. But let's talk about this. So we just got that news. I think I got it today. With some of my resources out there, that James Gunn recently came out and talked. Now, we actually saw this conversation taking place over the course of the past couple of weeks where he kind of opened up, talked about the whole firing that Disney did, that he kind of like, quote, felt like he got like his marriage ended. Mm-hmm. It was that type of stuff that happened. But again, we have talked about this before on this channel. We did call it. We did call that James Gunn is going to come back. Validity there. I will emphasize that. But let's talk about where James Gunn specifically talks about Guardians 3 and how Rocket, specifically Rocket's character in his arc, really is James Gunn. He really talked about how that's really just him and how he expresses himself in a team way and in situations. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about how he clearly mentions that Guardians 3 will finish the arc of Rocket. Big time. So with that being said, now understand that Rocket has been in Guardians 1, Guardians 2, Infinity War, Endgame, and going to be in Guardians 3. So this is the big thing that, Devontae, I want to see what you have to say with this. With that being said, I don't know how many times I'm going to say that, but James Gunn said in the interview that we're going to literally be exposed to, be introduced to how Rocket was put together, which literally in the comics is the High Evolutionary. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have the High Evolutionary maybe be introduced into Guardians 3.
Okay.
Okay.
I think, you know what I mean, but yeah, that's going to add on. I think all that's going to do is add on to the more extraterrestrial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just going to add on more to that and go more that cosmic line that we already know that Guardians was heading towards.
Yeah.
And we already kind of got a hint. You know, it was very minor of it, but from the first Guardians where, you know, Rocket takes off the armor and you see all the stuff.
The parts and the connections. Like that. Yeah. They emphasize like that, yeah.
He gives a vague reference to it in the movie as well, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, James Gunn, with him coming back and saying, like, Raccoon is just an extension of me, I think he might end up killing off Rocket in this movie.
I don't know. I'm gonna not support that one. Justin does not support this one. But I think he's actually, because there is a love interest, actually a soulmate that,
Rocket.
Yeah, for Rocket. I forgot. She kind of looks like a squirrel in a way.
It's not Squirrel, is it?
It's not Squirrel. But she kind of looks like a ferret or something like that. Dang, I forgot. I know it. It's like she's right there. Forgot it, but it's literally like Rocket's soulmate in the Marvel universe.
Okay. I just hope they also really explore, like, you know the repercussions from Endgame, how he's felt that 5-year period being away from his family, and how that's really affected him.
Yeah, and we actually talked about the 5-year period, but actually not the characters, but we did talk about that in a recent episode. But let's break Guardians 3 down here. It might be like one of those Civil War movies where it's like 2 hours and 40 minutes, 45 minutes, because Civil War was one of the biggest lengths movie before we have like the Avengers one. But a solo film in that way, if you want to call it a solo film. But because you got to think, let's not forget about Adam Warlock that's going to be introduced.
Mm-hmm. He's coming back.
Let's not think about the situations that are going to come over that. So you got the High Evolutionary, majority maybe will be in Guardians 3. You got Adam Warlock. And how's that going to be? Because is Adam Warlock going to be introduced in the kind of in the beginning, and then in the middle they kind of fight? Because again, Thor is now with the Guardians, and I think they're going to kind of like be funny with that and literally put the AS in the beginning of Guardians and just call it as Guardians and just have Thor kind of be funny like that. I think maybe Thor will just be in this film with the Guardians for this film. He will be in Guardians of the Galaxy for this film. So I think they're going to fight Adam Warlock kind of in the middle, and then he kind of turns good, which Adam Warlock will help Guardians face the High
Evolution. He'll probably turn against his the I can't remember the name of the race from the movie, the golden people. I can't remember their names
exactly. I'm just like names.
I know it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember.
I'm just kind of like really looking at him like, how dare you?
I can't remember.
How dare you? What were we talking about? I don't know what we were talking about.
You know, they also said Zac Efron might be playing Adam Warlock.
I don't know about that one.
I'm actually all for that.
You are for that. Why?
I just saw the recent. He did the Ted Bundy film just recently, and he's quite good in that. He's not High School Musical Zac Efron. He's like, I'm a real actor, Zac Efron. So
I mean, but like, this is the thing with. I mean, I don't know if I can see Zac Efron playing that. I really can't. I really, really can't. But who else do we see? Who else do we see? Who can we see that Adam Warlock can... Who can play Adam Warlock?
Well, I always have my default answer. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Oh, man. I think Tom Hardy is, like...
Everybody's,
like, go-to thing. Who do we see as Adam Warlock? I mean, everybody, for the past couple years, people have been saying, put Brad Pitt in there. I'm like, please, please, he's too old. Not anything about against Brad Pitt, but yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
I don't know why, but for some strange reason, I wanted to be Simon Pegg.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird casting, and he already played one of the CGI characters in the first one, I believe. So I don't know. Just something about Simon Pegg I like.
I don't know. I mean, are they going to make Adam Gold like this? Well, okay, I forgot that I didn't answer his question, but the Sovereign, that was the actual race. But are they going to make him like, are they, I don't know. I really can't see, I don't know who I can really see at play Adam Warlock. I really can't. There's a couple people that are on TV shows right now, but I can't even remember their names to do that. So I'm not even gonna try.
Oh, I kind of just thought of a good. I can't remember his name. He's on Game of Thrones.
Actually, some people has been saying that. Yeah, some people have been saying
not
that.
Not that guy. There's another one. He was in the first John Wick. He played the son.
Ah.
That guy.
Okay.
He has a. I don't know. Interesting look.
I thought you were going to be the one that like, is supporting Keanu Reeves as Wolverine. Anyways. But pretty much, yeah. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm really excited. I'm thinking the Guardians 3 is going to be a pretty long movie, being that we have the introduction of Adam Warlock, the character development that they have to do with that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now we're going to have Adam Warlock in the universe. We're going to be introduced to the High Evolutionary. I think we're actually going to see High Evolutionary, so all that kind of stuff that goes with that. So I'm pretty excited to see this, guys. Guys, that's pretty much it for today, for this episode. Guys, if you are new to Hardened Marvel, please hit the subscribe button or just kind of, you know, follow us on any other podcast outlet. We are on all of them. And we are giving away Captain Marvel Blu-ray. In order to win that, you have to be a subscriber to our podcast on YouTube and just like and share and comment the latest video that's up there, which is something that's probably I need to do. I haven't updated our YouTube in so long. Been really, really crazy on our end where the podcast is just really easy. But guys, if you are on a podcast player that you can comment on these, just leave a comment and that will be suffice. So that's pretty much it. Devontae, can you give us your famous outro?
My famous outro? Have a good day.
Have a good day. Why did that sound like... That sounded like a YouTuber. Anyways, all right, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hear us try to make up these outros and listen to all of us rant, pretty much. So thank you so much. Stay awesome and stay blessed, guys. Keep it alive.